January 3, Learning of God Through His Works. The Lord is good to all, and His tender mercies are over all His works. All thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy saints shall bless thee. Psalm 145, 9 and 10. We love to contemplate the character and love of God in His created works. What evidences has He given the children of men of His power as well as of His parental love? He has garnished the heavens and made grand and beautiful the earth. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? All thy works praise thee, O Lord, and thy saints shall bless thee. Psalm 8, 1, 3, and 4, and 145, 10. Had our world been formed with a perfectly level surface, the monotony would have fatigued the eye and wearied the senses. God has adorned our world with grand mountains, hills, valleys, and ranges of mountains. The rugged granite bare mountains, also the mountains decorated with evergreens and verdure, and the valleys with their softened beauty, make the world a mirror of loveliness. The goodness, wisdom, and power of God are manifest everywhere. In mountains, rocks, hills, and valleys, I see the works of divine power. I can never be lonely while viewing the grand scenery of nature. On the journey over the plains and the mountains, I have had feelings of the deepest reverence and awe while viewing the frowning precipice and the snow-capped mountain heights. The mountains, hills, and valleys should be to us as schools in which to study the character of God and His created works. The works of God which we may view in the ever-varying scenes in mountains, hills, and valleys, in trees, shrubs, and flowers, in every leaf, every spire of grass, should teach us lessons of the skill and love of God and of His infinite power. Those who study nature cannot be lonesome. They love the quiet hours of meditation, for they feel that they are brought in close communion with God while tracing His power in His created works.